Shalom, and welcome to Torah to the People, a podcast from Temple Israel in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Rabbi Micah Greenstein. We hope you enjoy this selection of our sermons, classes, and conversations with inspiring people from across the Bluff City and around the world.
I think I can speak on behalf of the entire staff here at Temple and those in the room, you can feel free to correct me, that the great highlight of our week, or maybe even our entire month, that is until this weekend, happened around 9:30 a.m. this morning, when many of us came together just outside of the Danziger Chapel, just down the hallway there, waiting for the wondrous Purim costume parade put on by our amazing Barbara K. Lippman Early Learning Center. We clapped and we cheered as we were greeted with waves from little Hamantaschen, dinosaurs, superheroes, princes and princesses, rock stars, firefighters, so many other colorful costumed faces. As is the case so often when the world, and in particular the Jewish world, seems covered in darkness, our young folks brought light and joy to all of our hearts. Now, we all love to see children and young folks get excited for Purim costumes. But I fear that many of us have come to see Purim as only that, a holiday for children. Something that eventually they will grow out of as adults. But this could not be further from the truth. Though Purim is a silly and raucous and frivolous holiday, on the surface, there is a depth and a meaning to this holiday that lies just under the surface. Even the name of its great heroine, Esther, the name of the book that we'll be reading from tomorrow evening, carries with it this notion of a hidden meaning. Her name likely being related to the Hebrew root seter or hester, which means hidden. And all of this hints at these hidden depths of the holiday. The ancient rabbis, for one, viewed it in this way as well, proclaiming it as a forever holiday that we would continue to celebrate even in the Messianic age after the coming of the age of redemption. And even, they added, drawing a comparison between Purim and our most sacred of days on the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, or as it is sometimes referred to in the Hebrew, Yom HaKippurim. See what they're doing there? Yom Kippurim, ka in Hebrew can mean like, a day that is like Purim. And the significance of Purim actually begins tonight with this Shabbat as we enter one of the special Shabbatot throughout the year known as Shabbat Zachor. It is the Shabbat when we recall the many moments of oppression and persecution our people have faced, beginning with the attack of the Amalekites first mentioned in the book of Exodus. Now, beginning with this Shabbat of remembrance, we see that it is a silly holiday with a very serious subject matter, one that is eerily relevant in light of the events of this past year. But tonight I want to focus on a different depth of Purim, one connected to the masks and the costumes that have come to categorize this holiday for so many. I firmly believe that we all need Purim in our lives, a time for joy, a time for silliness, a time for frivolity, as I mentioned earlier, a different sort of March madness, as a reprieve from the seriousness of life. We all need moments to don masks, to wear costumes and break out of the monotony of the day-to-day, the week-to-week, the month-to-month, even the year-to-year. To remember what it was like to be a child who, at some point or another, wanted to be an astronaut or a superhero or even a dinosaur. In fact, by dressing in different and unique ways, we might actually find an honesty in ourselves and in others that eludes us in our normal day-to-day lives. As the famous poet and playwright Oscar Wilde once said, "Man is least himself when he talks in his own person. Give him a mask, and he will tell you the truth." Purim offers us the opportunity to think about our own identity, be it the one we show to the world or the one we conceal within ourselves, perhaps like Esther, for fear that if we reveal it, it would open us up to pain and rebuke. As Dr. Penina G. Feller writes, Purim invites us to set aside a time in which we completely reverse our wardrobe, which in turn reverses our identity. It is an invitation to cross and reverse all the other dichotomies and uniforms of our lives as well. On Purim, we are using clothes against themselves to deny their power to box us in and simultaneously to redeem us from needing redemption. Purim makes us wonder if there is an authentic self at all, or whether it is all just endless masks upon masks. Masks and costumes have the potential to conceal or reveal our true selves, the colorful, vibrant, quirky, strange parts of ourselves we often feel the need to hide behind the constrictions of what the world deems normal or acceptable. On this Purim, I hope that we can all find the joy and the light that so many of us felt watching our ELC kiddos march in their costumes this morning. And whether you dress up in costume or ponder on the mask you might wear day in and day out, I hope that this Purim is an opportunity to get in touch with that authentic self within you. To, in the words of the inimitable Cyndi Lauper, let your true colors shine through. Because the you that is hidden beneath all of these masks, that you is beautiful, that you is sacred, and that you is worthy of all the love in the world. Shabbat Shalom, and wishing you an early Chag Purim Sameach, a happy and joyous Purim.